this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
This morning, I want to minister on what I've entitled, What We Have in the Blessing. What We Have in the Blessing. Genesis chapter number 1, we'll read verse 27 and 28. Genesis chapter number 1, we'll read verses 27 and verse 28. The Word of God says, So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. Verse 28. And God blessed them. Somebody, you are here, you are blessed. You are blessed. Your business is blessed. Your children are blessed. Everything about you is blessed. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis chapter number 5, verse number 2. Genesis chapter 5, verse number 2. Male and female created He them and blessed them. Somebody, I pray for you again. You are blessed. Your work is blessed. Your career is blessed. In the name of Jesus. And blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. May I start this morning by saying that every man under God is a blessed man. Every man created by God is a blessed man. Hear me. No man is born at disadvantage. You are not at disadvantage. You didn't come empty, sir. Our father, Reverend Yemi Grace Madro, once told us that you were born naked but not empty. Hear me. There is nobody that is born empty. Right from day one, God made a declaration, and the declaration of God upon you was that you were blessed. And so from day one, when you were formed, the first declaration that came out of the mouth of God was a declaration of blessing. And so you came to this world blessed. You came to this world fortified with blessing. You cannot afford to fail destiny, because God has declared it from the beginning that you are blessed. And I'm reminding you this morning that you are blessed. And I'm praying for somebody's man. You are blessed. God has said it, you are blessed. God has decreed it, you are blessed. God spoke it into your life, you are blessed. When God formed you, He looked at you and said, you are blessed. And so I'm praying for you this morning, you are blessed. You are blessed. Your families are blessed. In the name of Jesus. You believe God, let your amen be louder. So every man born under God, born under Jesus Christ, received a blessing to prosper. You received a blessing to prosper, sir. You did not receive a curse. You received a blessing to prosper. God placed a blessing upon you before you came into existence. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and verse 28 that we read. Can you give us Genesis chapter 1? God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. Now listen to me. God has you in mind. He had you in mind, the female. And so God was specific. I hope you remember that Eve came after Adam. But when God was speaking, God had the other species in mind, the female. So God already had a word of blessings for you before you were created. And so the word of God says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Listen to me this morning. Those words of blessing from the mouth of God marked the coronation of mankind. Listen to me this morning. Those words of blessing were the first words Adam heard. The very first word Adam heard. Adam never had any word except this one. This was the first word. So what am I saying? That the very first word that God spoke into your destiny were the words of blessing. The very first word that you heard with your spiritual ears were the words of blessing. Listen to me. Now, these words were the most important words God has ever spoken to any man at any time, because they carried within them God's unchanging plan and purpose for man. Are you following me this morning? These words of blessing, they settle the eternal truth that God's will for man is the blessing. Hear me, God has no other plan for you but the blessing. And that's why God was speaking, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. He said, the thought that I have towards you, they are not the thought of evil, but of peace, to bring you to a hope and a future. And that translation says, to bring you to an expected end. So, the pronouncement of God, the declaration of this blessing upon mankind, was to empower man to prosper. Now, theologians, please listen to me this morning. Maybe I'll try to kind of quote unquote mess up what you believe. God did not finish creating. God rested from the works that he created. Are you following me this morning? He did not finish creating, sir. He only rested from the works, from what he has created. And so, when God now formed man, what God was actually saying to man when he blessed him and gave him the command to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue and have dominion, God was saying to him, I have blessed you. From henceforth, go and finish what I have started. Now that's what God was saying to man. God was saying to man, I have not finished creating yet. I am giving you the mandate. I am giving you the power. I am empowering you to go and finish what I have started. Now, God created the waters. God created the fish. But you agree with me that both were not in existence then. But God gave you the mandate that you go. There is something that needs to be created upon the waters. That's why when man came, man was able to create the boats. Man was able to create the airplane. God created the heavens and the earth, but the airplanes were not created. But when man came, he continued from where God stopped. So the mandate of blessing upon your life is to go and finish what God had started from the beginning. And I'm praying for somebody here that whatever you have to do to accomplish the purpose of God for your life, God will give you the grace to do it. That's why we have scientists today that can fly to Mars. Do you know that there are people living above us? God did not do those things, but he empowered man to go and prosper. Go and finish what I have started. So there are many more things to be created, sir. When Adam fell, that power, that empowerment was stopped. But when Jesus came, Jesus said again in John chapter 14, verse 12, he said, the works that I do, he said, ye shall do. And what? He said, and greater works
shall you do? Because I go to the Father. John chapter 14 verse 12.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. There are still many more rooms to occupy. There are still many more things to be created. There are still many more things to be created. And that's why God said, I created you out of my own image. In my likeness, I created you. Go and do what I have not finished. Go and create what is yet to be created. Go and call the non-existence into existence. Go and do likewise. I have showed you the blueprint. I have given you the 3Ds. You go and finish. Somebody are here, you will finish it. The finishing grace will come upon you. You will finish what you have started. You will finish what your hands have started. Whatever God has laid in your hands, you will finish it. You believe God, let your amen be louder. So when you are blessed, your generation cannot claim ignorance of your existence. The mandate God gave to us, it will be impossible for our generation to claim ignorance of our existence. So many potential, so much potential inside of us. There are so many things that is inside of us that God is expecting us to exploit. You are where you are today because you have not found out what God wants you to create. Go and find it out, sir. Somebody say, I am more than this. Can you shout it? I am more than this. Can I pray for somebody this morning? Go and impart your generations. Go and prosper. Go and break limits. Break limits over your destiny. Break limits over your business. Break limits over your finances. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout it, I am breaking limits. I am more than this. I will prosper beyond measure. In the name of Jesus. What do we have in the blessing? God has blessed us. There is no man that is not blesser. No man. No matter your academic qualifications, you are blessed. No matter your background, you are blessed. Hear me, you can come from the back and get to the front, irrespective of your background. Why? Because you carry a blessing. Pastor Wale was talking to us in the first service about his background. And he said, thank God for grace. What is available is enough to pick you from the back and take you to the front. Somebody here, yeah, your mates have gone ahead of you, but you will go ahead of them. I don't know how long, I don't know how many years you have remained backward, but there is a grace, a dimension of grace that is coming upon you that will pick you from the back and catapult you to the front in the name of Jesus. You believe God, let your amen be louder. What do we have in the blessing? Number one, what do we have in the blessing? Number one is continuity. In God's blessing, there is continuity. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1 to 5. Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 5. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Verse number 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. Not only a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse number 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse number 4. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Verse number 5. And Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. There is continuity, sir.
The blessing of God upon your life is not for you alone. It transcends to your generation. It is for your children. It's for your children's children. It's for your great-grandchildren. Your greater grandchildren. So when it is God's blessing, you don't stop where others stopped. You go beyond where others stopped. Hear me? Nothing will be able to stop you. You don't believe God. Nothing will be able to stop you. Because you are blessed, you will go beyond your expectation. In the name of Jesus. Because you are blessed, your children will go beyond their expectation. They will go beyond your own expectation. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 22. The word of God says, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. Hear me? What God gives, don't put tears of sorrow on a man's face, but tears of joy. God is a giver of good gifts. God is a giver of good gifts. Hear me? Curses cannot stop a blessed man. It doesn't matter who is placing a curse upon you. Once you are born under Jesus Christ, this curse cannot hold. Curses don't stop a man that is blessed. In Numbers chapter 23, verse number 20. Numbers 23, verse number 20. Balaam said to Balak, behold, I have received commandment to bless. And he had blessed. And I cannot reverse it. God has blessed us from the beginning. He was saying that they have been blessed by God. I don't have the power to reverse it. Hear me this morning. Every curse that is hanging upon your destiny, I command those curses to be revoked in the name of Jesus. Let them be revoked in the name of Jesus. The curses that is not making you to go far, let those curses be revoked in the name of Jesus. Somebody, you are here, you are blessed. According to the word of God, you are blessed. According to scriptures, you are blessed. According to our creator, you are blessed. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Shout it, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oppositions can't stop a blessed man. Let them put the stumbling blocks. Let them put the hindrances. Let them frustrate you. For a man that carries the blessing, for a man that is blessed, you keep on moving irrespective of opposition. For a man that carries the blessing, for a man that is blessed, you keep on moving, not minding the hindrances. Hear me, our Father have told us that obstacles are stepping stones to your next level. Somebody, you are here, there is an obstacle before you. But beginning from today, those obstacles will become a stepping stone to your next level in the name of Jesus. Let them put the hurdles. You will cross over it. Exodus chapter number 1, verse 11 and 12. Exodus chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Concerning the people of Israel, he said, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities. Now hear me, if you go to verse number 12, can we go to verse number 12? He said, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. The more they afflicted them, the more they hindered them, the more they made progress. The more they afflicted them, the more they hindered them, the more they grew. Somebody, you are here, you are worried because there is a kind of obstacle or hindrance in your place of work. But hear me, those obstacles, those hindrances are paving way for your new level. Hear me this morning, they are paving way for your new level. Based on the word of God this morning, as you get back to your place of work, as you get back to that area where you are being obstructed, you will discover that a new level is waiting for you. You believe God, let your amen be louder. New level for somebody this morning. In this month of May, new level for somebody this morning. In the name of Jesus. So there is a continuing power for the blessed. When you are blessed, you don't stay within your means. You go beyond your limits. Somebody, you are here, you will no longer stay within your means. You will go beyond the limits. In the name of Jesus. Number two, quickly.
Number two, what do we have in the blessing? We have preservation. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Genesis chapter number 9, verse number 1 and number 2. And God blessed Noah. Any man that carries the blessing, something for you. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Verse number 2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Somebody, you are here because you are a blessed person. Into your hands your enemies will be delivered. You believe God this morning that whoever is against your life, they will be delivered into your hands. They will be caught in a web. There will be disgrace. In the name of Jesus, your enemies will be disgraced. Because you are a blessed man, they will be disgraced. They will be delivered into your hand. Somebody, you are here. Those who are against you will come and confess before you. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 65, verse number 8. Isaiah 65, verse number 8. Thus said the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for our blessing is in it. How many people carry God's blessing here? For our blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. You are a carrier of God's blessing. The reason God packaged preservation in the blessing is because blessings attract oppositions. And so God has packaged preservation. Please don't be afraid to give your testimonies. For a blessed man, you are secured. I am not afraid to give testimonies. I am not afraid to show what God has done in my life. Because I am a blessed man. It doesn't matter who is envying me. I am preserved. My blessings are preserved. Somebody, you are here. Your blessings are preserved. God knows that there will be envy. God knows that there will be opposition. God knows that there will be people that will not like your face because of your grace. They will not like your face because of your wealth. They will not like your face because of your family. And so God has packaged preservation in the blessing. Somebody, you are here, your blessings will not be tampered with. Your blessings will not be tampered with. Your miracle will not be tampered with. In the name of Jesus, you believe God, let your amen be louder. Somebody shout out, I'm blessed. A blessed man will attract envy and bitterness. Our father told us one time, he said, newsmakers will always attract noisemakers. But irrespective of the noise around your news will keep on making headlines. Come on, celebrate Jesus this morning. You remember Job? In Job chapter 1 verse 10. Satan was telling Job, I'm telling God. He said, if not that you have put a hedge of divine defense around his blessing, God, if God did not remove it, the devil has no power to tamper with Job's blessing. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. So the blessing of God establishes the presence of God. When God puts his blessing upon you, his presence is there because he will guide it. The blessings of God, whatever God gives, he guides and protects. Hear me, sir. The blessing makes you too precious to be wasted. They're too precious. And that's why those servants said to the king, he said, don't destroy us not. For we have what? We have it in the field. We have harvest. We have miracles. We have testimonies. So we are not ready to die now. You can't kill us before our time. We have not finished what God asks us to do. God has given you a mandate, sir. You can't die before your time. You have a lot of creation, a lot of things are waiting to be created. Somebody hacked into a system. Whose system? The one of the wealthiest men in the world. And then they arrested this young guy. And Bill Gates said, "Don't arrest him. Bring him. Let him come and work with me. If he's Nigeria, they will kill him." He said, "Bring him, let him come and work with me." He just created something. There are some of you here that there are codes that you can create that will transform your destiny. There are so many things that is waiting to be created. I want to stop here because of my time. So many things waiting to be created. And God has blessed you from the beginning. You have been blessed from the beginning. I'd like you to go back home and look unto God. "Lord, you have blessed me. You asked me to continue from where you stopped. You said you have not finished creating. And the truth is, there are so many things that have been created. In those days, there were no cars, but we have beautiful cars coming up. God did not do those things. He left it for us, for man, for you to go and do. There are so many things you can create." Can we rise up on our feet this morning? Let's rise up on our feet this morning. Can you lift up your hand to God? "Lord, give me the grace to create and recreate. I need that grace upon my life. Lord, the grace to create, the grace to recreate, put that grace upon my life. The grace for multiplication, let that grace come upon me. The grace to be fruitful, the grace to replenish, the grace to subdue, the grace to have dominion." Is somebody praying this morning? "Lord, pour that grace upon me. Let that grace come upon my life. Let that grace come upon my destiny." Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have decreed this morning, so shall it be. In the precious name of Jesus.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.